Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow, subscribe button, give us a like. Well, today, we've got a guest back, all right, and we're going to dive into a topic today. You've already heard her story. We kind of dug into some of that before, but today, she is going to talk about something that really connects a few spiritual disciplines. Now, you've been hearing about spiritual disciplines on our show lately. You heard me and Joshua Spatha go 4 episodes on spiritual disciplines. Well, today we got Amy Job back on the show, and we're actually going to connect something that connects some of those spiritual disciplines. And we're going to dive deep into this. So sit back, relax. If you're driving, don't relax too much. You got to keep your eyes on the road. Make sure you are paying attention. But we want you to really just dial into the message, let your heart be fertile and take this in and learn how you can use this to really deepen your relationship and your connection to the Lord. So Amy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Tia. Such a blessing to be back here on here with you today.
Hey, it is great to have you on here. And hey, just as a side note, everybody, if you are on here through one of our audio podcasts or you are on JesusSaid.tv, we thank you for being on here and being a part of this wonderful community. All right, Amy. So the floor is yours. Take it away. What I want you to do, tell our audience about this topic that can really help us connect to some of the spiritual disciplines of prayer, word of the God, and some other things.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Tia. So I have been journaling for a number of years, and I think ever since I first gave my heart to the Lord when I was in college, I was taught to get a journal and write out, you know, what was on your heart. So I've kind of come up with like 5 points that I would love to share, you know, with your audience today on how I do this. So the first one I would say is to journal honest prayers. So you can take your pen, take your actual notebook, and share in your notebook like you're writing to God, like you're writing to Jesus. Tell him about your feelings. Tell him about your hopes, your dreams, your fears, your cares, whatever is on your mind or your heart that day, people that you feel led to pray for. You know, so start by giving yourself permission. So it's a great way. Maybe some people are more inward processors, not as outspoken or outward processors. They can do that in their journal. They can write
out. Hey, you mean that doesn't apply to us, does it?
Not really. Clearly, I do both. So,
amen. There you go. Sorry, I had to throw that in. I had a little comic relief.
We are both pretty much extroverts here. But, you know, even for us extroverts, we need those times, right? Just to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. And I think it helps you not to be as distracted, you know? So, if you're instead of just sitting there quietly, you can actually have your journal open, your Bible open, and write out those prayers to Him. Second, I would encourage people after they write out those prayers to take time just to be quiet in His presence. And so maybe you've already, you know, read your Bible leading up to this, or maybe, you know, you read through some of the Psalms. We're just talking about Psalms. And then you take that time just to listen. And some people say, well, how do I do that? Well, if you are one of His followers, if you've given your heart to Jesus, He says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of another, they will not follow, right? And then He says in Isaiah 30:21, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So He is speaking to you. So when you get in that quiet place with your journal, after you've poured out your heart, start to write down what you feel is bubbling up inside of your spirit and start to just let your pen flow. And so I really believe that He is speaking to us. And so you might say, well, what if it's my own thoughts or what if it's my own words? Well, He actually still, you know, operates through your mind, body, and spirit. So write down what's coming to your mind. You know, it's like Holy Spirit deposits things in us as we're praying, as we're journaling. And so if you feel a peace about it, and if it feels right, you know, God says in Isaiah 60:17, that peace and righteousness are our leaders. That's kind of how we can discern His voice. Do you feel peace? Do you feel this is right? Is it right according to His word? So begin to write down what you hear Him speaking, what is kind of bubbling up inside of you, even if it feels like your voice or your conscience, that's often how He works and leads. And so this is how I started to learn, even as a new Christian, to write down what I hear Him speaking to me. And you can read back. And sometimes how I know too is my pen just flows. You know, and maybe I am an author now, but for years I wasn't, and I I just would journal, and he would just speak. And that's how I begin to really hear his voice and get clarity on things I was seeking his voice on. A third point is you can journal your dreams, visions, things God speaks to you. You may literally have dreams at night and you can write those down, or it could be things that you have wanted to do for the Lord. You know, he says in Habakkuk in chapter 2, 3, and 4, the vision is yet for appointed time. And though it tarries, wait for it. And he says, write down the vision, write the vision down, for it will come. So he wants us to write down what he's showing us. It could be a dream. It could be a vision. It could be something that you're like, man, I've always wanted to do this. Maybe it's something you've wanted to do since you were young. And so I would encourage you to write that down in your journal and ask him, you know, God, are you leading me to do any of this right now? What is the next right step? And so when you start to write it down, it becomes more clear. Or even if he's given you a promise that he's going to do something in your life, write that down too. It's really powerful to get it out on pen and paper and even to read through it after you write it down. Four, a different way of journal is praying for my family. So I often like to ask him to lead me to scriptures. Sometimes he'll be leading me to a theme, you know, like recently a theme was stand, you know, like stand, about stand and you'll see the deliverance of the Lord. Stand firm in your faith. So he might lead you on a topic and you can write these verses in your journal on a certain topic. And then maybe you're going to pray them over yourself, your family, maybe it's your spouse, your children, your friends that are going through something. So it's powerful when you have those scriptures written down. And sometimes you can start to memorize, you know, this is kind of like something we learned in school. As you're writing, you retain the information better, you're meditating upon it, and you can start to memorize and then speak it out loud. You know, speak those verses out loud. There's so much power in the spoken word. So after they're written in your journal, you know, you can declare them out loud. And it says in Job 22:23, that you will declare a thing and it will be so, and light will shine on your ways. And so there's power in that. And so having those verses written down, and then maybe you're kind of going through a battle in a certain area, you can ask Holy Spirit to give you key verses even so that you can see the victory for you and your family members. And then five, I would encourage people to journal the answers to their prayers. You know, a lot of times God does something amazing and then we think about it, we rejoice, but do we write it down? Because it's wonderful if we can write down what he does and thank him and then look back at that. And when you're going through something in the future, you can look back and say, wow, look at my journal, these answers to prayer. Look at how God was faithful. Look at how he did this and provided this and healed, or how he directed, or whatever he's done in you and your loved ones' lives, that you can have that to build your faith once again. So those are my 5 points on how you can journal more effectively and kind of what I've been doing over the years as well.
Amen. Amen. I love that. So Amy, one thing I am going to tell you, when we're done with the show, I want you to email me all those verses because I love that. I'm going to go through and make notes of those myself. Yeah. I was actually typing on my phone, Isaiah 30:21. So
yes, beautiful.
So I'd go back and look, but I didn't keep up with the others. So we definitely got to do that. And I encourage you guys to do that as well. You know, dive in. You guys listen to me give messages and sermons and stuff before. Well, guess what? You know what? Go and look up those passages and read them for yourself and let you digest those. So I want to hit on something that there's a couple of topics I want to cover out of this journaling section. Number one, I'm going to read a passage to everybody because I think this is an important part. And I think it really illustrates the how powerful the word of God is and yes, how we're to apply it. So if we go to Psalm 119, we're going to start with verse 9. Psalm 119 is long, okay? And it's really divided into sections. And it's an amazing, amazing passage. All right. It is 176 verses long.
That's a long one, yes.
It is long. But we're going to focus on 9 through 16. And I want to... I just want everybody to dial in while I read. It says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I proclaim all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and regard all your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Powerful.
So exactly. We need the word of God dwelling in our hearts.
Yes.
To help us stay connected to the Holy Spirit and to let those work together to keep our lives straight and narrow. It's a point of accountability and it's a point of connection. And one of the ways you can do this to really let it set in your heart is not only read it, but journal it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, some of the most powerful things that I get through the Holy Spirit, much of the time when he's really speaking to me and he's really leading me, he leads me through his word.
Mm.
He'll take me to a passage. He'll make me read it. And then he'll show me what he wants me to understand about it. And then I have to write that out.
Yes.
See, that's a way of journaling right there. Yeah.
Yes. Even as you read through the word, right? In the morning, he may lead you to read a passage, a psalm. Maybe you're reading the New Testament. We try to read a chapter a day, my husband and I together. And then we say, what verses stuck out to us, you know? And you could write that in your journal, like the verses that are speaking to you or what he's showing you through that verse that he wants you to do in your life.
Amen. Amen. I love that. And mm-hmm. So, hey, and just as a little side note here, as we're in here, make sure you pick up a copy of Amy's book, Unstuck, Step Into the New. Step in the New. All right.
Yes. The 40-day prayer journal.
That's right. Amen. 40-day prayer journal. Go to amyjoob.com. That's AmyJoob.com. All right. So back to the discussion here. We are looking at journaling, and his word is a powerful way to journal because he can lead us in the word, but it's not just his word, but then it's what he's revealing to us through the word.
Yes.
I'd like you to comment on that.
Yes, I love that because I feel like each verse can be packed with so much. So it's like you could read the Bible and read it again, but it's alive and it's powerful, right? So I always pray as I'm picking up the Bible before I read, like, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, please speak to me through your word. Help me to hear your voice, you know? And then it's like as you're reading, a verse will just pop up and it'll speak to you right then. It's like, oh, wow. That speaks into my circumstance. So like you said, maybe you write it down and ask him to show you, God, what are you wanting me to do with this? You know, what are you showing me about myself? What do I need to, you know, change? Or maybe what do I need to repent of, you know, because I'm seeing that I'm not doing what I should be doing according to this verse, or, you know, maybe I just messed up, but I can ask for forgiveness. I can ask you to create in me a clean heart and help me to live this way. God, birth this thing. Like maybe you're seeing, you know, like I need to have greater faith or greater wisdom. And then you can pray that, God, give me that greater wisdom. And, you know, write that out in your journal. Write out a prayer to him based on that verse.
Amen. Amen. And so, and guys, if you've been listening to my messages, I'm going to just piggyback off on what she just said. Psalm 119, 9 through 16, I did a message on. If you just dial it back into May, on May 20th, I posted a message about that. And guess what? It's all about how we apply and applying his word. You know, I included the temptations of Jesus and how he attacked the enemy. And even how the enemy twisted the word to try to get him to do something against God. What did Jesus do? Every time Satan opened his mouth, he came right at him with the word. So this journal can actually be a book of spiritual warfare.
Yes.
It is you putting on your armor that Paul writes about. All right. So Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God.
Yes.
Are we doing that?
That's good. I agree. And you know what? He wants us to understand who we are in him so that we can take authority over things. You know, that's part of spiritual warfare, right? Starting to recognize and discern what is of him, what's not, what the enemy's trying to do. And we can, you know, do the warfare, like you said, whether he says you can bind a thing up and cast it out and loose a thing. So now we can see what's operating. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know, lust or whatever it could be. And we could say, I bind that spirit up, that spirit of fear. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I loosen your perfect love. I take authority over all the, you know, the wiles of the enemy. I take authority and we can walk on snakes and scorpions. We can walk. Maybe they're going to be physical snakes and scorpions or in the spirit, right? And that we don't have to be underneath that anymore. We have been given the power to overcome. He said we rule and reign with Christ Jesus in the heavenly kingdom. And so that's where we're positioned. You know, and I think he's trying to teach us as believers, whether we're young or old, new to the faith or been seasoned, that he wants us to walk in that authority, that he's given us that, because that's how we can see his kingdom advanced in the earth. That's how we can have the power to overcome. That's how we can achieve and accomplish the things he's calling us to do in this day.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to just tell you guys something else. So I want to sidestep now to another topic that journaling can connect us to. And you brought it up. So the Lord likes to speak through us in multiple ways. Dreams, visions, impressions. And a lot of time, you know, are you really a visual person? Does God communicate to you in your sleep? Does, you know, how, there are different ways that the Lord does this. You know, you may be a feeler. So it's an impressions, moments of peace, and then feelings of chaos. Although, you know, there's different ways, but I want to focus on the dreams and visions for a minute. Now, one of the things that I do when the Lord gives me a vision or I have dreams that I feel the Lord saying that I'm, because sometimes I have a dream and the Lord's like, let it go, the Holy Spirit. But then there's dreams, the Holy Spirit's like, you need to write this down. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I have a way of logging that. Here's what I do. I have my ChatGPT assistant. I go in, I layer the entire dream out, and I say, interpret this according to Christian dream interpretation. And it will actually layer it out for you. Now, I do not take it as the total interpretation of a dream, just so everybody knows that. But it will give you some insight. And then I pray over it. And the Lord always reveals to me the he really hones and filters in what it is he's trying to communicate to me
yes.
at that time. So, wow. Yeah. And it's a powerful way to journal. I mean, you know, yes. your journal can be electronic. It does not have to be in a written book, but that's up to you.
Yes. That's a great strategy. And something I've learned about, like, from another friend that's an intercessor, if you've had bad dreams, and sometimes we can have bad dreams that are really troubling. And obviously we're like, okay, that's the enemy. Or is God showing us how to pray for someone? My friend said, ask Jesus to show you where he was at in that dream. I think that's powerful. So you weren't there alone. You know, he promises to never leave you or forsake you. And your loved ones aren't alone either. So asking him to give you also clarity on if it's a bad dream, how to pray. And, you know, Jesus, where were you in that dream? What were you, you know, speaking to me or to my loved one? And how do I pray through this too, so that we can see the victory?
Amen. Amen. So another thing that I want to add on to all of this. So one of the things that we've ran into, I think, in this day and age is that people think that, you know, there's a few people out there and they're prophets and all of this type of stuff. And they give these titles. But I'm going to be honest with all of you, guys, God speaks prophecy through lots of people. And I think a lot of people don't know that that's what's happening.
Yes.
And journaling can help you bring that out because you can journal it. You can pray. And I think the misconception on prophecy is this. They think it's fortune telling.
Mm.
Prophecy is not fortune telling. Prophecy is the statement and stating truth, God's truth. Not ours, his. It's his message, and he tells us what to do with it. So the Lord has given me lots of personal prophecy and things that would happen in the future, visions, dreams. But sometimes prophecy has been, he wants me to carry something out.
Yes.
And there's a reward if I do this. It's an if then.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, again, I go back to the point of journaling is a powerful way to understand all those things and to pray over them and to let it, it helps you really put it together when you create that visually. I'll let you comment.
Yes. That's so good. I feel like he speaks to us And so I encourage you, like you said, to write it down, right, TS? And then ask him, is this just for me? Is this a personal word that you're giving me? Or do you want me to share this? You know,
that's right.
And I agree with you that he is causing us now here. And I don't know if we're going to call it the last days. A lot of us, he said in the end days, you know, in Joel, that, you know, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will have visions. He wants us to prophesy, you know, Jeremiah 1:5, I think it's Jeremiah 1:5, that he says, before we were in the womb, before we were even born, he said, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet to the nations. So I would say we can break down, you know, being a prophet. There's the office of the prophet. It's one thing, you know, it's like a pastor or, you know, a bishop, but then there's just being a prophet as in a lowercase p, as in a spokesman or a spokeswoman for God. You know, just standing up for him and speaking out how he leads you. Now, it could be he gives you a word or he gives you a dream. You write it in your journal and he's like, hey, share that on social media. Or you know what? I actually want you to share that with this person, you know, and he shows you who. Or he might just want you to be bold and share your faith, you know, speak for him, speak on behalf of him, you know, like I used to be a spokesmodel for Porsche. So I represented Porsche. I spoke on behalf of them. Now I'm speaking for Jesus. So I'm a spokesperson, a spokeswoman for Jesus. And so any one of us can do that. Once we know Jesus, we're living for him. He wants us all to share our faith.
Amen. Amen. And so here's another piece of all this. And I think this is important. So here's another piece of journaling. How many of you have read parts of the Old Testament or read the Old Testament? And when you read it, you kept seeing like every time something would go well for the Israelites, they would memorialize it because the Lord would tell them to. You know, they might set up a rock and it was a memorial for what God did for them there. Or they would do this and it's a memorial for what God had done for them. How many times that happened? Well, guess what? You can do that with journaling. It's a memorial. So you remember the faithfulness of God and what he's done for you so many times.
Yes.
And you can reflect on that. So there's times of, you know, we have times when things are going on and God tells us that a result is going to come, but then the result doesn't come right away. And we're thinking, you know, in our mind, we're like, well, that's going to happen today because he said it.
Mm-hmm.
No. That may happen 3 months from now.
Yes.
But guess what? And then it happens. And then you write about all of that. Guess what? You now have a statement of faith of how faithful God is to you. And he totally is. I mean, Psalm 117, verse 2, and my faithfulness endures forever.
Amen to that. Yes. Yeah.
His loving devotion, his faithfulness, it endures forever. And we want to memorialize that. And journaling is a way to do that. When prayers are answered, when God answers prophecy, when God does things for you, make sure you memorialize it. Go ahead.
That's so good. I was thinking, this is how books are birthed, you know, as a Christian author. It's often what's happened in your life, a theme, a topic, and you've written about it. And all of a sudden you might hear Holy Spirit say, you should write about that.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and then, okay, I've already got notes on it. I've already been writing on it. And now you're, you know, he kind of releases you to put it, you know, into written form and release it and to share with people. And, you know, it brings him glory when people see, you know, it says in, I think it's Revelation, you can help me, that we overcome, you know, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, loving not our lives unto death. And so if we can write down what he does and share it with others, it's so powerful that we've overcome and it will help other people to overcome.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, here's one other thing that I want to throw out there before we wrap up, which we've got like a minute here. So Amy, give us kind of a lasting thought here, a 1 minute explanation about something that people need to think about in practicing journaling as part of their spiritual discipline, just like reading the word and praying.
Yes. I would encourage people to just start small. So someone may be listening right now and feeling overwhelmed that, hey, I can't do all this. It's so much. Or you've been around a long time and you guys have been doing this. I would encourage you to start small. So maybe you do start by saying, God, show me what book of the Bible to start in. I'm going to read a chapter a day. And then as you read through, ask him to speak to you, ask Jesus to speak to you, and then just write down the verses that speak to you that day. And then write down even what they mean to you, what he's showing you through that. And so it doesn't have to be you starting with all these 5 points or doing too much, but just starting simple.
Amen. Amen. And amen. So first of all, just as a reminder to you guys, amyjoab.com, AmyJoab.com. And pick up your book, her 40-day journal, all right, Unstuck, Step in the New. Make sure that you go get your copy today. Now, if you're driving, wait till you're not driving before you go to Amazon.com or AmyJoab.com and pick up your book. My guess is she would like you to go to AmyJoab.com. So,
Thank you, I'm an author too,
so I understand that, yes. All right, well, just as a quick plug, make sure that we're all connected, right? JesusSaid.tv. And you may be watching this show on here right now, or you may be listening to the audio. And if you're on the audio version, JesusSaid.tv. Check us out on stream. You can download the app on Roku. We are both. And make sure you're checking out, because Amy and I have been talking that she might actually add a show to this. And we got some other authors and people in ministry that are adding their shows as we speak. June and July are going to be exciting months. I cannot wait for JesusSaid.tv to start adding all this new program now that we're fully launched. You can also go to tswrightspeaks.com, pick up my book, Embracing the Truth. If you want bulk orders, just go to the bottom, message me. I'll give you better pricing than what you'll get on Amazon. If you're just ordering a single book, go to amazon.com and pick up your copy today. Well, Amy, thank you for being on the show. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Now, as we always say, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.